The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We know Walker plays first, so what's up? Here is Dana Brown's response to the Bregman talks.
Yeah, so the way I view it right now, it's Paredes is going to play third base, and Walker is going to play first base. And, Bregman's still a free agent.
Where did you guys go negotiating-wise with him? Did you guys up your offer at all?
Yeah, I think the negotiation stalled. You know, I won't get into specifics, but I feel like the negotiation stalled. I thought we made a really competitive offer, and showing that we wanted him back. But we had to pursue other options. We couldn't just sit there, and so we started to we locked in Paredes early in that trade, knowing that he could play third or first, and then when the opportunity to add another bat came up, we just jumped on it. I felt like we were losing two bats that hit between 2 and 5, and so getting Paredes and Walker back, we added two more bats that's going to hit between 2 and 5.
All right, I do want to get to something he said, but I know for you, it's an easy question. Now we kind of see it, right? There's no Kyle Tucker. They traded him. They bring back Paredes, who is going to play third base. They bring in Christian Walker, who's going to play first base. So right now we can see it, right? Walker at first, Diaz behind the plate, Altuve, Pena, Paredes, and then in the outfield, Myers and Chaz McCormick, and then an open spot there,
yep,
with obviously the big fella Alvarez as the DH. Is this team better?
Doesn't feel like it. Right, it's. I'll say this, it's low vibrations. It is low vibrations.
Well, right? Was it meh when you saw the Christian Walker?
No, and Christian Walker's a hell of a player. Like, I don't want to. He has been a good baseball player. I'm not mad at bringing in Christian Walker, especially given the hole that is at first base. So I'm good with that. Paredes, good baseball player. Don't have a problem with the signings, but I can't act like any of the players we're talking about are anywhere near as good as Kyle Tucker. His postseason performance is notwithstanding as of late. I understand that you got to kind of factor that into the whole equation as well. But he's a better baseball player than everybody that we're talking about. Everybody that's part of this conversation, Kyle Tucker is the best player among them. And you're taking
right, pretty clear too.
And you're taking him out. And then I would say Alex Bregman, even though Paredes is a nice backup plan or landing spot, I would say you are still downgrading there. I would say Alex Bregman. So you're losing the better players.
Yeah, of the four, those are the two best players.
Yeah, and so you're probably getting the third and fourth best players of the four players. And if you want to put Christian Walker ahead of Bregman, then you can say you're getting the second and fourth. But you're losing the best player, and you weren't even good enough last year to do more than what you did. So you probably needed to get better, not either get worse or stay the same. And I think at best, they stayed the same. And I think at worst, they got worse. It's low vibrations. And the question for me is now, can you accept the down year? how many down years are you willing to accept if that's what it comes down to?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah,
You think they're better? This is a better baseball team?
I don't know how you can say they are. I really don't, because I don't think they're a better baseball team right now, but I think for them, they're fortunate right now. They're in the division they're in.
Yeah.
Which helped them a lot last year. I would not be tricked into thinking what we saw last year is something that is a deal of they can compete with the top.
I was going to say compete meaning
with the,
what?
With the top. They okay. can compete. I'm just talking about the division you can compete with, yeah. right?
I still think this is a team that can win that division. As currently constructed they're probably going to do something else.
Yeah, as long as they keep Framber and all that.
Yeah, they got to keep those pitches upright.
I think they can win the division. But like we saw, they tracked down the Mariners fast,
yeah.
being 10 games plus under. But there's a reason. Like, the Mariners are nobody else in this division is really a really good baseball team.
Yeah.
And then you saw them against the Tigers, and they dispatched them in two games.
Right.
Right, you're not competing with the top of it like you were. You could just look at the teams. I'm going to tell you what, Tyler, when you played that cut, the thing that jumped out to me is when my man said, we felt like we made a competitive offer to Alex Bregman.
Yeah, well, biggest offer in Houston Astros history, man.
Yeah, it depends on where you stand on side of the argument on what a competitive offer is or should be for Alex Bregman. Because I think that is up for debate and conversation.
Well, especially when he misses the first two months of every season.
The competitive...
sorry, Breggy.
The competitive, and now that's coming out now. Now the Bregman misses two months now. It's coming.
We're talking about negotiation.
Let's just build Bregman's contract to where he doesn't start getting paid until like June or July.
I know. I think Jim would try. It's 6 years, 156. What do you think the realistic numbers are going to be when he signs?
Is Braggy being ridiculous?
And I know you watch this thing.
I think it's going to approach $200 million.
So we're thinking probably 7 years in the $190 to $200 million range.
There we go.
Yeah, and listen, whether or not he should get that or not, yo 6 years, 156 ain't competitive, and you know it ain't.
Well, but see, like, that's why I say the word competitive means on which... If you think that, hey, he might get this, but he ain't worth it, then this is what is competitive to us. Like, this is, maybe we're not competing with the folks that are going to overpay you, but for what you are actually worth, this is what is competitive.
Okay, and what I'm saying is, if that's how they're going to operate, I think they're going to do that with a lot of people. Like, right now, I think Max Fried set the bar, and it's going to be higher for Framber Valdez. 30 and 31 years old.
Yeah.
8 years to 30 or whatever. And if they roll through and say, I think we've got a competitive offer. We're going 6 years, 160. Competitive. That's what we think it is.
Yeah. But if they say, hey, look, with all due respect to Framber, he ain't Max Fried, and so we ain't going to pay him Max Fried's money, that's competitive to them.
I think what you're saying is something that we're about to hear and feel a lot from the Astros.